Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Austin Dennison. He helps businesses make money through digital marketing and change management strategies. He's an author, founder, and consultant. Austin, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So I want listeners to perk up, pay attention, and be really, 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 really attentive right now. Because in life, when you look at any company that scales, whether it's a car company like Tesla or a food chain like McDonald's, they all have a system. And it seems so simple, but if you don't have a system, you'll never scale, build, or grow your company. And in Dennison's case, or Austin's case, he created a system called the Dennison Success System. So tell us, Dennison, what is this success system that you created?
So essentially what I do is help business leaders, brand creators, or anyone out there create profitable digital marketing strategies based on content creation and kind of organic lead generation. Think of like a sales funnel just put into the broader perspective of the entire organization.
Cool. And just, I never want to assume that our listeners know or don't know about content creation. So just give a very specific example of when you first realized that you had this gift. Like when I gave my first paid speech at a church 19 years ago, I gave my speech and this guy paid me money to speak. I'm like, whoa. So was that like a whoa moment for you where someone paid you to be a content strategist?
Yeah, so definitely. It came about when I first started, you know, business school at the University of Laverne where I attended. And people were asking me why I was always taking pictures of stuff, why I was always filming stuff, and why I could build an audience around that stuff quickly as long as I targeted really a niche market, because that's the key, right? And so a lot of people were asking me why I was just kind of creating a memoir of the places I've been, where I've gone, the people I've met and whatnot as part of my story. And that's, I think, the key for many brands out there is to create a story that not only tracks business, but develops a relationship between you and your consumer.
And that's really, really important. Let's talk about that. Again, it's not just about sharing the story, but how does it relate to you? And this is literally what I do for a living, whether from corporate speaking or from helping my clients. Because for instance, if Discover Car hires me, they want to build rapport with their clients. I always say stories are 22 times more memorable. Stop talking about you. Talk about your clients and their stories, and they'll just see themselves in their stories. So that relatability. So for you, let's just literally pick one example of a client you've worked with, whether you help them with their photos or they help them with their copy, and just walk us through how you chose the copy or what you shared or what the kind of photo or other colors or whatever it might be. But just give us a very clear example of a client that you've worked with.
Sure. So what people are most attuned to, what your customers are most attuned to is not the story. Well, I mean, the story that you have, but the results you can bring and prove as through mention of that story. And so one of the clients I recently helped is actually a local baseball coaching company who helps youth baseball players improve their pitching speeds and whatnot. And I helped develop a video for them that slows down the pitching, shows the dynamics of each player and how they pitch, as well as how they improve months down the line. And then A and B test them to put them together. And the thing is, when you see results, actual results, whether it's through a story that we tell or a person's livelihood that's bettered through our brand and through our interaction with them, people, they become very much engaged with you as a brand because you have that kind of, you have the result they're searching for. You're solving the pain point of the market, hopefully that they relate to.
No, and I want to like dive a little deeper into your expertise, Austin, because again, so much of the world we live in now in terms of digital marketing, it's all studied and analyzed. There's no more, let me just pay someone money to put my name on a billboard and hope that some people that's driving that sees the billboard will actually hire me or buy my products. Whereas now in your role, Austin, you literally can, again, split test things and know exactly what works. And I love how when you said you slow motion their thing because, and you even talk about video. I literally have this new product I created, the video interview marketing where I interview people and I use that interview as marketing for them. But in your case, Have you found that it's like super powerful to use videos and photos to market their businesses?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's way easier to engage with a photo or video because you utilize more of your senses. And, you know, guess what? We use every day pretty much more than any other sense, which is our sight. It's easy to read, but when you're having to read, you're only using your sight as opposed to using a combination of hearing, sight, whatever else, you know, that you can implement in video. So when I use video, I try and use video actually in every case, if I can, if it makes sense. The key here is to do so in a way that engages the consumer and provides entertainment and not just some kind of boring thing that they could easily read, obviously, because you need something, if you're going to use video, that becomes more engaging, maybe tied to a product that has to be shown or experienced as opposed to only read about.
Yeah, and when you talk about this whole baseball analogy, you can talk about baseball, but if you see it, and especially slow-mo, that's awesome. So what about some basic frameworks about, let's say someone might want to hire you, but they want to at least get an understanding of how you see things as a video marketer. I mean, if you first start with, okay, we got to first do this storyboard, or we have to first define, you know, what character, I mean, how do you start the whole process of just deciding on a 30-second video for your client?
Yeah, so I first begin by taking an overarching view of what they're trying to achieve, you know, because a lot of people, the hardest part about content marketing, which is like what you're doing right now, you know, with the podcast, is a lot of people don't exactly get how it actually converts or attracts clients, consumers, or anything like that. Because especially when I say that you're not supposed to sell, you know what I mean? In your content, you're not supposed to be a salesperson. You're supposed to genuinely provide value. And everyone goes, what? How does that work? But here's what I do is you got to define your objectives first and foremost. Otherwise, you're going to have a really hard time defining what success is for you and your content in the first place. So generally content, whether it's video, written, anything like that, falls into two broad categories, which is content for search engine optimization, which is more like online organic outreach, and then content for authority, which is getting your consumers, making your brand the go-to for your consumers. And then after we define that objective, what they want to achieve, whether it's web traffic, which would be more SEO, or brand recognition, which is authority, then we define what kind of content formats that their products best utilize. For example, anything, like I said, has to be experienced should use video. Anything maybe theoretical should be, it could be blog posts, copywriting by email, anything like that. And then we just create a budget based on the operating expenses of those content formats.
Now that's great. Austin, what is the thing that most inspires about the work you do? Because I always want to encourage people to do work that both inspires them, but can also get them paid. For you, what most intrigues, inspires you about the work you do?
It's the idea of simply being a creator. You know, they often say, and I really like this quote a lot, actually. I don't know who said it, but a lot of people say that you die at 25, but you're buried at 80. And the reason I think about this when I talk about what inspires me is that too often do people do something that doesn't really relate, or they can't relate to, or they can't find solace in, they don't find the drive to do every day. And it's like you're working hard for something, you're spending all this time, and you're still unhappy, even if you succeed based on whatever measure that you use for success. Well, personally, I think the greatest way to overcome that is to avoid being a consumer in the ways that we know can harm you based on what we've seen through social media and all this stuff. Avoid being a consumer and start being more of a creator. Spend a little bit of time each day to do something that you can tangibly hold or present that solidifies your existence into the world for now and ever. And so when we're talking about content creation, I don't see it as a formula that makes money as much as I see it as the story of a person or a brand or someone that leads others to success.
Now that's perfect. I love that mindset of how you said about going from a consumer mindset to a creator mindset, because it's so important. Just like a employee mindset to an entrepreneur mindset, because that's so powerful. Yeah. Austin, thank you so much for being on our show today. How can our guests connect with you, hire you, and learn more from you?
Oh, definitely. I've got two websites, one at austindennison.com, where I just post my ideas about things. I blog a lot, I add some videos, as well as my official business website, which is denisonsuccess.com, where you can learn more about what I offer in terms of digital marketing services.
Great. Austin, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.